What is going on, ladies and gentlemen? Jose here at the First Round by Podcast, accompanied by my boy, Mr. Sauce.
I saw it, dude. Welcome back. We're sorry we missed you guys last week, but we are back with the vengeance. This is probably going out Wednesday, so...
This will go out Wednesday, damn it.
This will be going out Wednesday. So, this is an episode based off... This is episode number 7, I said?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
We'll just call it 7. If it isn't, we apologize.
Yeah, it is 7. So, this is right after the NFL draft. If you have not yet checked it out, check out our previous episode. We hit that milestone of episode 60. Episode 60 of the podcast. So, check that out whenever you get a chance to before you check this out. But today's topic of conversation, the huge pick. Mr. Michael Penix
Jr.
He actually got picked up by the Atlanta Falcons, who actually just spent, what was that ridiculous amount? It was like $180 million or something on Mr. Kirk Cousins. Unbelievable. So, Jose, initial thoughts on that?
So my initial
thoughts. It doesn't matter. I'm just kidding.
So my initial thoughts, obviously, probably like the rest of you guys, I was surprised. Did not think Mr. Penix was going to get drafted. First of all, I didn't think it was going to get drafted in the first round.
Oh, 100%.
So to start off, that's my first surprise. Second surprise, the freaking Falcons picking him at 8. So I was like, what the hell? They got Cousins. To your credit, they just signed him to that freaking contract. And I know we spoke about this earlier in the day, but I mean, I don't necessarily hate the pick, but I don't love the pick, but I do like the pick, if that makes sense. Reason why is...
Super early, man.
I mean, it is super early, but also, like, the quarterbacks are flying off the board. And I think it was – I can't remember if it was their head coach or their GM talking about the Penix pick, but they were pretty much saying, you know, they pretty much have their quarterback now and their quarterback of the future. And then we have a bunch of people arguing, saying, you know, your future quarterback is going to be 30 years old whenever Kirk Cousins is out of there. So it's like you're going to waste 5 years of his career, you know, this and that. So, I mean, I get both sides of the pick. But I mean, it's the NFL. You never know what's going to happen. Kirk Cousins just had an injury last year, right?
Exactly.
And he could potentially get injured again this year, right? So it's like, you just never know. So it's good to be safe than sorry. Cause if they didn't pick Penix, I don't even know who the heck their backup quarterback is. Or was
Desmond Ridder.
Desmond. No, they traded him away. Didn't they? Yeah. They traded him away.
Well, you go from Desmond Ridder to now the timeshare of Kirk Cousins.
But that's what I'm saying, though. Instead of having a questionable backup, now you got, in my opinion, a pretty solid backup.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that still remains to be seen because we don't know how well he's going to play.
And how well he's going to translate,
he's
right?
He's probably not going to get any playing time unless an injury occurs. So he's going to be a little bit behind the curve of all these others.
No, but that's what I'm saying, too, though. Like, he has a great mentor in Kirk Cousins and Michael Penix. He also said that him and Kirk had a good conversation right after he got not necessarily right after he got drafted, but after he got drafted, they talked on the phone.
I was about to say, it couldn't have been right after he got drafted, right? Because that was the time that the Atlanta Falcons were actually calling Kirk Cousins to let him know that they were drafting a quarterback.
So apparently they spoke on the phone, and you know, it hasn't been said as to what they spoke about, but I think they're kind of like on the same page, and kind of like Kirk, I mean who knows what the hell he told them, right?
Right.
But I don't know. I love the pick.
I think that part of the deal with Kirk is just that he is also, he's the consummate professional. He's a very, very mature quarterback and everything. So, I mean, honestly, he probably initially was just like, are you guys kidding me? Like, because I'm pretty sure that he thought that with all that money guaranteed that he was going to be guaranteed basically the starter spot. So now you never know if you're going to have a quarterback battle in the camp. I don't think that they will, though. I think that they will have him just kind of waiting in the wings because of the fact that, you know, they are paying Kirk so much money, and that would be so, man, that would just be a terrible use of resources, you know?
Well, it's kind of funny because, like, if you look at the Giants, they gave Daniel Jones a crazy contract, and he hasn't really been performing all that well. So let's just say a quarterback comes into their system and starts out playing him, like in their situation, do they go ahead and play the guy that's playing better, or do they just keep Jones just because he's playing better?
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
That, like, they've kind of put themselves into a really weird situation.
So, I don't
especially
know.
Since I don't think that they can get out of that contract until at least 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to at least have Kirk Cousins for a couple of years and everything. I think the biggest story for me whenever it comes to this whole situation was that I'm sure we talked about it off camera, but the video surfacing of of the Falcons owner talking with the GM, and the GM, there's no audio to it, but you can definitely tell that he is sitting there trying to explain the pick to him, because I guess the video happened right after they picked him. And of course, Arthur Blank, he's probably just like, are you kidding me? Okay, sell this to me. Why is this happening now? Why did we just draft a quarterback whenever we just paid a ton of money to a different quarterback? And so basically, it's kind of interesting to see the GM basically, you know, he's fighting for his job right there. Like, he's trying to so hard to convince him that, hey, this was the right move. Do I think that it was the right move? I do think that everybody shitting on it right now is a little bit overboard, but there's always going to be overreaction whenever it comes to right after the draft. I mean, shoot, I told you already, I was like, I wasn't very much of a fan of some of the picks, and then after thinking about it, some of the picks have grown on me and everything. So that's what I think also happened kind of probably to Kirk. He's probably like, are you kidding me? But then again, though, we also don't know the complete details of that conversation.
Right.
So that could be getting overblown.
And you know what I think about the situation, too, is I feel like, I don't know what, but I feel like this pick, we're going to be talking about this pick to a good extent, whether it be this year, I don't know, maybe next year. But I think a lot of people are going to be like, oh, shit, like maybe this was a good pick, whether maybe Kirk Cousins gets injured again. Hopefully he doesn't, knock on wood. But I think we're going to come back to this draft day and be like, yo, they were up to something.
Yeah, I mean, it could either be a big brain move, or it could be a move that gets the GM fired at some point.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad that I am not the one having to make that decision.
Shit, I'm not. Imagine how much money he makes.
Well, that's true. They probably live a pretty healthy lifestyle.
No, but
I mean, I know that Kirk Cousins probably does.
Oh yeah.
Have you ever watched that TV show that he was on?
The quarterbacks thing? No, I didn't watch it.
Oh, you should. It's great. I'm kind of surprised that you haven't.
I'm not a big TV guy besides sports.
Oh, that makes sense. Didn't you have some do we have time for comments?
Oh yeah, we got time for comments.
Oh yeah.
So I went onto the NFL's page on Instagram, and then I found this post where it's titled MPJ in Atlanta. So it's just a picture of Michael Penix with the GM and the head coach.
Mm-hmm.
And I go down to the comment section, and it's freaking awesome. So
I feel like the Instagram comment section is always infinitely better than the Facebook
yeah,
one.
Yeah, legit. So we got one here. It says, imagine seeing this picture before the draft, because I mean, obviously, who would have known that they would have drafted the guy, right?
Oh yeah.
And then we got another one said, "Great pick made by the absolute wrong team."
Yeah.
Falcons fans on suicide watch. Honestly, I'm not even a Falcons fan, and I told you I love the pick, so I don't know about that one. 28-3 was better than this pick. Ripper Rooskies
indeed. That is a rough comment.
Hey, this one right here is true. Bro so happy because he knows he's getting $36 million to chill on the sidelines the next 4 years.
Yeah. No, that's definitely true.
And then there's other people that are vouching for him. A great pick. I don't care what anybody says. Thanks for not taking Dallas Turner. I guess he's a Vikings fan. The 30-year-old rookie starter. But I don't know, man. I think he's going to surprise a lot of people for
How
sure.
How old is Penix Jr.?
I think he's 24.
He's 24?
Yes, sir.
Oh my gosh! I guess I didn't realize that he was the Will Levis of this draft.
Well, Bo Nix is also 24, I think.
Golly, maybe that's another reason why they were projected to
go
drop
in the second
a little
round.
Bit. Yeah, man, that's rough. I really actually hope that it works out for them, because the last few years the NFC South has not been that great.
NFC South, man. I know we talked about the Panthers on the long format episode on Sunday or whenever it comes out. So look out for the Panthers, man. I know it's off topic to this episode, but I think the Panthers are going to make some noise.
Oh yeah. No, I do think that the NFC South is on its way up, and we've talked about it before, but I love the parity that's going on in the NFL. Like, I don't think that it's really hard for me to really pinpoint because I didn't look at every single team's draft, but I feel like most teams drafted pretty decently. Mm-hmm. Like, they've hit on a lot of their needs and stuff, so that only goes to serve a better purpose for more parity in the NFL, so that there's not just that above all team, you know. Mm-hmm. I do think that the Falcons, okay, so right now, gun to your head, what do you think the how well do you think the Falcons are going to go, well do you think they're going to do this year? Do you think that they're going to end up NFC South champs? Do you think that they're only going to win like 3 or 4 games? What are your thoughts
on that? I feel like the Falcons are going to kind of have like a rough start to the season. Maybe go like start off maybe like 0-2 and then catch up to like 4-2. And then I think they're kind of just going to kind of have like a really inconsistent year. You know, they'll lose 2 in a row, win 4 in a row, lose 4 in a row, then win 4 in a row.
Yeah.
I don't think that they're going to beat out the Bucks, the Buccaneers for for that division. But I feel like they're definitely going to have some strong wins against some strong opponents.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. No, I think that they're going to be pretty good. I would say that they're going to be one of those, it's hard for me to say middle of the road teams because, Kirk Cousins is a pretty good quarterback. And then it kind of remains to be seen how Penix is going to be, but I would say that they're going to be either middle of the road or I'm still going to say that they're going to finish probably second at least.
Well, and to be fair too, that freaking division was garbage last year. Mm-hmm. So I do think like obviously the Panthers, the Buccaneers, I do think they're gonna do better than last year than what they did last year, right? But that doesn't mean that their records are gonna be good compared to other teams in different divisions. Right. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Well, I guess it remains to be seen. Let us know what you guys think. Let us know what you guys think about the whole Kirk Cousins, Michael Penix situation. Perfect. Perfect. Awesome. Do you have anything else for our wonderful, wonderful viewers?
That is all, my friends. Thank you guys for listening. Come check us out. If this is your first time listening, we love doing this.
Yes.
We release episodes every Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday.
Yeah. Sundays are the podcast. Wednesdays and Fridays are Ripperooskies. So please make sure you check that out. Make sure you, if you are watching and you have not yet subbed, please make sure you sub because we are on the road to 100.
Drop us some comments and we'll debate with you guys. We'll even feature you on some of the episodes. Don't be shy. We don't bite. I mean, this guy might, but.
Ripperooskies. Ripperooskies indeed. All right. We'll catch you guys in the next one.
All right. Bye.